All right. Hey, listen, I'm gonna head to the top of the hour with this next segment. I'm going to start it right now. Every vote matters. If you got to mark the time, Boomer, mark it now, bud. Every vote matters. Why am I bringing that up? We've already voted, Phil, because I don't ever want you to forget it. Look at this. 1819 News has a story. My friend Erica Thomas down there at 1819 wrote this. It came out today. Kanaka County Sheriff's race comes down to one vote. Can you believe that? Kanaka County, the place where sausage from heaven is made, by the way. Is it possible to have sausage from heaven, Boomer? I mean, Kanaka County sausage. You've had Kanaka sausage, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what am I saying? I just asked a red blood of the Alabama man. You an Alabama boy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Kanaka sausage. Mm. Grill some of that up. Mm. Throw a little Lowry seasoning salt on it. Have some barbecue dipping sauce with it.
Yes.
Come on. Holla.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But the race for sheriff in Kanaka County hangs in the balance over one vote, not including the provisional ballots. After the polls closed on Tuesday and the ballots were counted, the race between the incumbent Democrat Randy Brock and the Republican Mike Blackman was so close that officials concluded there would have to be a recount. Brock is in the lead with 22-24 over Blackman's 22-23. Can you imagine? I mean, you literally have almost 5,000 votes there, and it's off by one. Nearly half of the county's 11,597 registered voters came out to vote in the midterm elections, and provisional ballots could decide who the next sheriff would be. Blackman, the Republican, is an inspector with ALDOT, and he says, I just want somebody to check on this recount real close, but I'm okay with what happens. I did a lot of campaigning, knocked on doors. It's physically and mentally tiring, but whatever the outcome is, I'm okay with it. I just want to make sure the officials get out here and make sure this recount's done right. Brock, the Democrat, did not respond to a media request for comment. One vote, y'all. One stinking vote. So there's part of my point about every vote matters is because the down ballot depends on you. The down ballot doesn't get all the attention. The down ballot is things like your school boards and sheriff's races, county commissioners, people who are on the ballot that don't get all the noise and they don't pay for all the big ads and they don't have the multi-million dollar campaigns, but they matter to your local governance. And if you don't get out and vote, if you go, it's a red state, you know, Democrats, they're not going to have a chance. I got to work late, man. I won't make it. Guess what? The down ballot might have depended on you. Okay, there's that. How about this? Lauren Boebert, who I mentioned a while ago, member of the House Freedom Caucus, by the way. Lauren Boebert, kind of a little firebrand. Anyway, no one expected her vote to be close. She was not considered to be a race at risk. But she's right now, they are literally down to the wire. And she's losing her race by less than a point. Less than a point. 50.5% to 49.4%. Is that less than, that's slightly over a point, isn't it? Slightly over a point. Okay. Well, all right. 1 point. How about that? In her 2 short years on the Hill, Ms. Boebert has made headlines as a House Freedom Caucus member aligned with former President Donald Trump. She has challenged Republican leadership at times and become a frequent critic of the Biden administration's military vaccine mandates. I'm going to tell you, I mean, she gets out there and gets busy. She's made waves. Isn't that what we want? I mean, do we want things to always be go along to get along? No, we don't. I want these Freedom Caucus members to get reelected, and I'm curious how House leadership, you didn't see this coming, I guess, guys? Really? Kevin McCarthy, you didn't see it coming? Or did you? Yeah, there's that. How about the Arizona governor's race? Every vote matters. If you're not tracking right now, by the way, my friend Yaffe, who has his radio show on the same channel that we're on in Huntsville, the Yaffe program from 9 to 11 on WVNN up in Huntsville, he just tweeted out a while ago. He says, are the ballots in Arizona being hand-checked and copied by medieval monks or something? Which I literally laughed out loud and responded to him. Maricopa County, Arizona ought to be embarrassed for themselves. They've got the most archaic, inane system of handling their ballot counting. Well, it shows. And right now, the world is waiting to find out what happens. So my understanding is this. If I heard it right last night, listening to Carrie Lake do an interview with Tucker Carlson, if I heard it right, then the deal is they cut out something like 2/3 of their polling sites, literally 2/3, in Arizona. They went to extended mail-in balloting. They literally said, you don't vote by your precinct anymore. You just show up and you give them your, I guess, give them your ID or tell them where you live. And they print out a ballot for you at the time. They print it out there. They print out the one that matches where you live and you vote. But then it takes forever to tabulate them. So what happened? Oh, that's right. Maricopa County had trouble with the printers. What else happened? Oh, the lines were super long because they slimmed down to, like, to only 1/3 of the usual number of polling places. What else happened? A lot of people don't trust Arizona voting now. So a lot of people got their mail-in ballots to be able to look at them in advance, gave them some scrutiny. The law says you're allowed to bring that back to the polling site and turn it in on the day of the election, to which 275,000 people decided to hand carry their ballot back and hand it in. And those all have to be verified, because when they're in the envelope like that, they have to have a signature match by law. So they have just created like the perfect storm of just knuckleheadedness when it comes to counting ballots in Arizona. That being said, the race is close. Now, what we do believe, though, by the way, the real sense is it's leaning more and more Republican. It's of the we're of the belief right now that what's likely to happen is that since most Republicans are the ones who don't trust the voting system right now, and they're the ones who probably the majority of them hand carried their mail-in ballots back to the polls on the day of. And because the numbers of voters who went on the day of and actually cast a normal ballot, both of those groups tend to be Republican, and both of those groups still have to be final tallied. We're thinking right now that despite the fact that Carrie Lake is slightly down in the overall numbers, that the trends we're going to wind up seeing are going to bring her back up to the top. And, oh, by the way, we think that might also mean Blake Masters beating Mark Kelly for the U.S. Senate. That'll be a big deal. And then last thing on Every Vote Matters. Every Vote Matters. Look at Georgia. Every vote matters. Brian Kemp got elected to governor the night of. He knew where he stood. It was done. Herschel Walker, not so much. Why? What happened? There's some belief it might have been a little bit of anti-Trump. There's also the belief that the independent who was in the race, or Libertarian, I'm sorry, who was in the race, drew some votes away. Now we're going to a runoff. So just so you know, all my Georgia listeners out there, I'm being serious when I say this, all my Georgia listeners, do know this. Your vote will make a difference in the overall power structure of the entire U.S. Senate and stopping the Biden agenda. You've got to put aside any concerns you have about Herschel Walker and go vote the man in. If the people in Pennsylvania can elect a John Fetterman, then any concerns you have about Herschel Walker, who's done a great job and did a good job in his public appearances and giving speeches and having his debate with Raphael Warnock. I mean, for the love, the guy has been everything we would hope he would be. So whatever misgivings you have, put them aside, because every vote will count in this runoff. And that runoff is going to wind up being in December, I believe. So stay tuned. It's going to be an expensive, crazy month in Georgia. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. Coming up, I'm moving to number 3 on the Triple Dipper. That was number 2, just in case you didn't catch it. Number 3, let's talk about Veterans Day. Let's shift gears for a minute. And I'm going to tell you a story about something that ought to make you proud to be an Alabamian, the history of Alabama's 167th Infantry. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.